The Other Life by Suzanne Winokur. Read by Laurel Lefko. Laughter bubbled out of her. It shrilled louder the higher she got. I pushed the swing harder, sending Mia soaring into the sky. More! Tomorrow my hands would be sore from all the pushing. Mia's laughter spurred me on. Don't let go! She'd be hoarse soon. Laughter and the pale blue sky above us. I wished all days were like this. Chapter 1. 3 years, 1 month, 1 week, and 6 days since I'd seen daylight. 1/5 of my life.
"We've run out of food," Dad said as he stepped into the doorway of the pantry. He avoided looking at us, especially Mom, ashamed to admit what we'd known for a while. We'd pretended it wasn't happening, but we weren't blind.
"Please, not another fight."
Mom looked up from the floor of our improvised kitchen, stopped mopping, and set the mop aside. I watched a little puddle of water gathering around it. Her unwashed blonde hair hung limply down her shoulders and back, and the look of exhaustion on her face made my stomach clench.
"What are you talking about? We should have food for at least another 8 months."
It was impressive how easily the lies slipped from her lips, as if she hadn't noticed. She wiped her hands on her flowery apron. Exactly 89 flowers. I'd counted them. She stepped into the pantry. Here it came. 1,139 days since I'd heard the chatter of my friends, since I'd seen the sky. Hands on hips, Mom glared at Dad, her brows creating a solid line of rising anger.
"We stocked food for 4 years."